بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أهلا وسهلا. A very warm welcome to this Tuesday morning live edition of Living the Legacy. Wonderful to be joining you, and alhamdulillah, we find ourselves in the month of Dhul Hijjah, a month of such great importance, such great benefit, sacredness and blessings. A month unlike any other in that it has the 10 best days of the year. That's right. The month of Dhul Hijjah has the 10 best days, while the month of Ramadan has the 10 best nights and is undoubtedly the best month of the year. The days of Dhul Hijjah are the most sacred, the most blessed, the most special. And that's where we begin today's program with, by answering the question that you've been asking. Why are the days of Dhul Hijjah so important? Why are the days of Dhul Hijjah so important? Also coming up on the program, we continue with our journey, our Quranic appreciation of Surah Ar-Rahman. And today we take off where we stopped last week, verses 33 onwards of Surah Ar-Rahman, to understand the beauty of the Surah. As always, the program is interactive, and I'd love to hear your feedback and to hear from you your learnings of the program. In the first segment of the program, when we're talking about the days of Dhul Hijjah, we will be tweeting with RI Hajj 2015. RI Hajj 2015. You can tweet us with that hashtag, and inshallah we'll retweet based on that. Also, in the second half of the program, as we discuss a Quranic appreciation of Surah Ar-Rahman, we'll be tweeting with the hashtag Quran Gems. Q-U-R-A-N-G-E-M-S. And you can follow us in the program via Twitter for a summary of the key points that we mentioned on the program. My name is Rehana Omar. I'd love to hear from you live on the program. You can WhatsApp us to +60132608592, email to Rehana, R-A-Y-H-A-A-N-A-H, @gmail.com, or tweet me to the hashtag, or rather the Twitter handle, Rehana Omar, @RehanaOmar, R-A-Y-H-A-A-N-A-H-O-M-A-R. On the program today, we begin with the first point. Why? Why are the days of Dhul Hijjah so important? Now, many of us may have heard about the days of Dhul Hijjah being regarded as important, but for many of us growing up, we may not have realized how important, how blessed these days are. I know there is a focus and an emphasis on the month of Ramadan in general and on the days of Hajj being the 5 days of Hajj. But what about us taking into account Dhul Hijjah from the first day until the 10th day? What about the days of Dhul Hijjah from the moment the crescent, the moon, has been sighted? In some communities, alhamdulillah, there's always been an association of the month of Hajj with dhikr. And if that hasn't been the case in your community, your family, your home, it's a chance to make things right. It's a chance for you to create this legacy and make this come alive in your home and in your community. I want to share with you, based on Quran and Hadith, why the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah have such great virtues, have such great importance, inshallah. So let's begin with the Quran. What does the Quran, our first and purest source of knowledge and information, tell us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Fajr, the chapter of the dawn, verses 1 and 2. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. So according to Ibn Kathir, it refers also to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And this view is supported by many of the prominent scholars. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Dhul Hijjah is a sacred month. And this month that we've entered into, this last month of the Islamic calendar, is a sacred month. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about the sacred month? We turn to the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Tawbah, in verse 36 of Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you and I something very, very important. Do you know what it is that Allah tells us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in verse 36 of Surah Tawbah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and I'm going to share with you the English meaning, the translation, simply because we may not have enough time, but inshallah, let's try. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, it's a lengthy ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, indeed, the number of months with Allah is 12, meaning lunar months, in the register of Allah from the day. He created the heavens and the earth. Of these, four are sacred. That is the correct religion. So do not wrong yourselves during them, and fight against the disbelievers collectively as they fight against you collectively. And know that Allah is with the righteous, meaning those who fear Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, and the basis of this in Surah Tawbah verse 36, that the number of months with Allah is 12 months, in the register of Allah from the day He created the heavens and the earth, and of these, four are sacred. And what are the four sacred months in the Islamic calendar? They are, according to the majority of scholars, the following four: Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. So, we said that the first benefit of the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah is that it is mentioned and referred to in the Qur'an. Secondly, that it is a sacred month. Thirdly, that these days, the days of Dhul-Hijjah that we find ourselves in, are the most superior days in which we can do good deeds. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No good deeds done on other days are superior to those done on these," meaning the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Then some of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Not even jihad?" And he replied, "Not even jihad, except that of a man who does it by putting himself and his property in danger for Allah's sake, and does not return with any of those things." The hadith is mentioned in At-Tirmidhi. So we learn here where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly tells us that the most superior days in which to do good deeds are the first 10 days, these days of the Hijjah. And so the Sahaba said, "Not even jihad," meaning, what about if we go in jihad, we make the sacrifice, we leave behind what we love and what we have, and we go out in jihad, wouldn't jihad be more superior? And what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He says, "Not even jihad, except that of a man who goes out in jihad, he puts himself forward, what he owns forward, and he doesn't return with any of these," meaning he loses his life in this. Subhanallah. The days of the Hijjah, the days that we find ourselves in, are so precious, are so sacred. Let's not waste a moment of it. For if we use these days well, we can receive the reward as though we have gone out in jihad, and that we have not returned to our homes and our loved ones. Allahu Akbar. Another reason of why the days of the Hijjah are so sacred is that in these days of the Hijjah, the days that we find ourselves in, many of the greatest superior acts of ibadah can be combined and found in these days. Allow me to explain. You see, in this month that we find ourselves in, one of the pillars of Islam, the Hajj, takes place, correct? So we have millions of Muslims from around the world gathering to worship Allah, to make the Hajj. And at the same time, millions more in other parts of the world are performing other good deeds, other acts of ibadah, like fasting, or giving charity, or making the qurbani, making dhikr, reciting Quran, istighfar. Hafiz ibn Hajar, rahmatullah alayhi, says in Fath al-Bari, "The most apparent reason for the 10 days of the Hijjah being distinguished in excellence is due to the assembly of the greatest acts of worship in this period. That is, salawat, siyam, sadaqah, and the Hajj. In no other periods do these great deeds combine. So when you think of these first 10 days of Hajj, think of the vibration of all of these ibadah put together. The vibrational energies, subhanallah. There are millions going to perform the Hajj. There's going to be hundreds and thousands and millions more making dhikr, istighfar, durood, tahmid, tahleel, tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Millions more fasting, giving sadaqah, reciting durood upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are sacred days. These are blessed days that Allah has allowed us the life, the health, and the iman to witness. Another reason why the days of the Hijjah are so sacred is that Islam was perfected on the day of Arafah. That's right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 3, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامُ دِينًا. This day, I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have perfected for you Islam as your deen. And this day, that Surah Al-Ma'idah talks to us about it in verse 3, is the day of Arafah. And of course, that is the ninth of the Hijjah. Another reason on why these days of the Hijjah are so sacred is that within these first 10 days of the Hijjah, there is a day that if you fast on this day, it will expiate your sins. Which day is that? It is the day of Arafah. Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu is reported to have said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting on the day of Arafah is an expiation of sins for 2 years. The year preceding it, meaning the year that came before it, and the year following it, the year that is to come. And this is reported by Ibn Majah. So here we have another reason of why the first 10 days of the Hijjah are so precious. Because within those days falls the day of Arafah. And if we are to fast on that day, inshallah, it will be an expiation of our sins for the year that came before and the year that is going to come, inshallah. But wait, there are still more reasons why the days of the Hijjah are so sacred to you and I. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen to this, there are no days more loved to Allah for you to worship Him therein than the 10 days of the Hijjah. Fasting any day during it is equivalent to fasting 1 year, and to offer Salat al-Tahajjud during one of its nights is like performing the late night prayer on the night of Qadr. And the hadith is mentioned in At-Tirmidhi. And so we learn that the days of the Hijjah are so precious. Because firstly, there are no days more loved to Allah for us to worship Him in. And that if we are to fast just one day in these 10 days of the Hijjah, it is equivalent to fasting 1 year. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If we have iman and health, what stops us from fasting in these days of the Hijjah? If you haven't as yet, it's not too late. Make an intention. Start tomorrow. Another reason for why the days of the Hijjah are so sacred, so beautiful to a believer, is that in these days of the Hijjah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mighty and beautiful name is glorified and praised in abundance. We have been instructed to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not so? That is why we've been created, to praise Him, to remember Him, to glorify Him. And we know that after every fard salah from the fajr of the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah until after asr on the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah, that we recite the takbir tashriq, which is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And so another reason why the days of Dhul-Hijjah are so sacred is that it is days in which we praise Allah in abundance. Another reason is that Qurbani is performed within these days, either the 10th, 11th or 12th of Dhul-Hijjah. Is those who are able to will make the Qurbani on these one of these 3 days. May Allah accept it from us. And of course the 10th reason, that Eid al-Adha, the day of Eid, is celebrated. Subhanallah. In Eid, in Islam, there are 2 days of celebration, 2 periods. The one is Eid al-Fitr, that's the day immediately after Ramadan ends, the 1st of Shawwal, and Eid al-Adha, the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, when we are joyous in our celebration of the day of Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who increase in His remembrance, who praise Him, and who are able to fast, to worship Allah, to glorify Him, to do good deeds in these days of Dhul-Hijjah. Be it fasting, sadaqah, kindness to others, salah, istighfar, durood, tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May we realize the full blessings of these days of Dhul-Hijjah, inshallah. I will later on be tweeting a summary of what we've been discussing on the program today. You can tweet your learnings from the program with the hashtag RIHajj2015. My name is Rehan Omar. We're going to go for our first ad break of the hour. When we return, a Quranic appreciation of Surah Ar-Rahman. Stay with us for more after the break. Before the break, we spoke about which or why, what are the reasons of why the days of Dhul-Hijjah are so valuable, are so precious to Muslims. Why are they such sacred days? Why are the days of Dhul-Hijjah the most important days, the most blessed days? Why do we take our time on these days to praise Allah, to glorify Him, to do good deeds, to fast on these days? We spoke about that before the break. I'll be tweeting the key summary points later on today. But to summarize what we discussed before the break, we said that these days, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, are very special and important to Muslims for the following reasons. It is mentioned in the Quran Kareem. The month of Dhul-Hijjah is one of the 4 sacred months mentioned in the Quran. That the month of Dhul-Hijjah has days, that is the first 10 days, which are the most superior days to perform good deeds. That in these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, there are a number of great acts of ibadah combined that are performed in these days, including the Hajj and the Qurbani. On the day of Arafah, the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, that was the day that Islam was perfected, as Allah tells us in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 3, that if we fast on the day of Arafah, it is an expiation of our sins, inshallah. That if we fast one day in Dhul-Hijjah, it is equivalent to fasting 1 year. That in this month, the first 10 days of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is glorified and remembered excessively. That Qurbani is performed in these days of Dhul-Hijjah, and it is the day on which Eid is celebrated. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are grateful for this opportunity to be alive and to witness the days of Dhul-Hijjah and take full benefit from it. What are we doing differently in these days? We all set out goals and schedules for Ramadan. And I spoke about this in great detail last week. What are we doing to make the days of Hajj blessed? What are we doing taking out time? How are we sacrificing? What are we doing differently? Aside from preparing for Eid, be it food or clothing or Qurbani, what about other acts of ibadah? How are we preparing our minds and hearts? Are we planting and sowing the seeds and creating a habit? Because this is a wonderful opportunity to build and create a habit of making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we picking up our tasbih, our electronic counters, on our fingers? Are we praising Allah? How has our day changed today? If in your part of the world, as it is in most parts, today is the first of Dhul-Hijjah, how has your day been different? Ask yourself the question, have I made this day different? What have I done differently today that I could say, Alhamdulillah, today is the first of Dhul-Hijjah? What is different about this day? And that's the question we all need to be asking ourselves. Are we making more tasbih, more dhikr? Are we reciting more Qur'an? Are we more conscious of what we say? Of our dua? Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us aware, make us conscious of our ibadah at all time. Insha'Allah. Ameen. We continue then with our Qur'anic appreciation of Surah Ar-Rahman. And we continue where we left off in last week's program. Last week we looked at Surah Ar-Rahman and we concluded at verse 32. And so today we continue with verse 33 of Surah Ar-Rahman, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you and I, يَا مَعَشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَن تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ. This is ayah number 33 of Surah Ar-Rahman. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, O company of jinn and mankind, if you are able to pass beyond the regions of the heavens and the earth, then pass. You will not pass except by authority from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now remember, thus far until last week, the questions that were asked was about the dunya, about this world. But now the question is asked in the Akhirah. And so the tone of the question changes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, jinn and mankind, if you can pass beyond the region of heaven and earth, then do so. You will not pass without granted authority. What does this mean? You know, people are trying to find a place to escape on the Day of Judgment. Humans are trying to dig in the earth, the jinn trying to cross the sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says skies, as in plural. Allah says the lowest sky is decorated with stars. As far as we can see in the universe, as long as there are stars, it is still the first sky. And so the conversation now in the Quran turns to the Day of Judgment, the Day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us aware, make us of those who are heedful, and aware of the consciousness, the reality, that there is the Day of Qiyamah. Sometimes we become so busy with the dunya, become so busy with our lives, and all of the blessings we have around us, that we forget. We forget the dunya, the akhirah, we forget the reality, that we will all be accountable, we will all rise on the Day of Qiyamah. We will all stand before our Maker. We will all answer before Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a full understanding of this. And then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny? And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us, then which of the favors, miracles, wonders, powers, feats, gifts and blessings will you both deny and deliberately lie against? Allahu Akbar. After that, in verse 35 of Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you and I, يُرْسَلُ عَلَيْكُمَا شُوَاظٌ مِّن نَارٍ وَنُحَاسٌ فَلَا تَنْتَصِرَانِ. There will be sent upon you a flame of fire and smoke, and you will not defend yourselves. Or it could be understood in English as, a flash of fire and smoke will be released upon you, and you won't be able to help or avenge yourselves. You see, when the jinn try to escape through the sky, there will be flames sent upon them. The source of the attack is from the sky. they won't be able to help themselves, and there will be no retaliation. And so again, we are reminded that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one in charge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within these last two ayat, is reminding us that on the day of Qiyamah, when people see the hellfire, when people see the nar, they will try to run away. But it will be impossible. Because on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, we will not have something that we had in the dunya. Do you know what that is? Free will. We won't have free will anymore. And each time anyone tries to escape, a small fire will be sent. And what does this ayah, what do these ayah teach us? They remind us to stop being in denial, to stop living in a sense of denial, to start realizing that the hereafter, that the day of judgment is real, and that it is the reality that each one of us, whether believer or not, will have to face. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the punishment and make us of those who inshallah will be blessed with goodness, be blessed with an easy entrance into Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. Ameen. And then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the favors, wonders, miracles, powers, gifts, blessings of Allah will you both deny and deliberately lie against? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when the heaven is split open and becomes rose-colored like oil. Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful, beautiful imagery. It can also be understood in English as, when the sky is split and turns crimson like red hide. So here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَرْدَةً كَالْدِهَانِ. And when we look at this, dihan, it's two things. Number one, when the skin is peeled of an animal. Or number two, when you cook in a pot and frying something, splatters of oil in a dark maroon texture fly out. This is also what can be regarded as dihan. And so the sky will look blood red and will be peeled and torn. So yes, these ayats of the Qur'an are reminding us now about the Akhirah, turning the focus to the Akhirah. So thus far in Surah Ar-Rahman, we've looked at the mercy of Allah. Then another theme has been of the wondrous creation on earth. What has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with on earth? Everything from sweet-smelling palm trees, plants, fruits, dates, palm trees, to the oceans, the waters, what's in the waters themselves, the pearls. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned the attention and the focus now from the stars and the plants and the trees to the Akhirah, to the day of judgment, to the reckoning, to the reality of that day. And so when we read Surah Ar-Rahman and we are reminded of this, that reminder should bring us back to Allah and should bring us back to the reality of who we really are, the servants of Allah. It should be a reminder, a wake-up call for us not to get too attached to the dunya. Sometimes we get so attached to the dunya, we actually neglect to think about the day of Qiyamah. Or we become so engrossed and immersed in living in the dunya that we become afraid of dying. Or we become afraid of the Akhirah. Or we become afraid of the Day of Judgment. For the true servants of Allah are those who are happy about meeting Allah. Those who look forward to meeting Allah and to be reunited with their Lord. Those who look forward to an accountability, hisab of their kitab being done speedily so that can be reunited with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us of them. As-sabiqoon, the forerunners, the ones right in the front, the ones who are ready to return to Allah, the ones whose good deeds and His book of deeds are pure and clean and ready to return to their Lord, inshallah. Ameen. It's 43 minutes past the hour of 10 Central African Time. You are listening to Living the Legacy, and we have been discussing a Quranic appreciation of Surah Ar-Rahman. On today's program, we continued where we last left off, and that is from verse 33 of Surah Ar-Rahman. We discussed verse or ayah number 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, and 38. Join us next week as we continue from verse number 39 of Surah Ar-Rahman, still with the theme of the Day of Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment. We're going to go for our last ad break of the hour. When we return, more inspiration on the other side of this. Stay with us. On the program today, we've been discussing the days of Hajj and their importance to us as believers, and hopefully it serves as an inspiration, a reminder to you and I to do more. To do more than we already are doing. To make the most of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, inshallah, ameen. We mentioned before the break in the first segment, and I'll review that once more, that if you fast one day in Dhul Hijjah, it is equal to fasting 1 year. Fasting one day in Dhul Hijjah is equal to fasting 1 year. There is a hadith mentioned in At-Tirmidhi where Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are no days more loved to Allah for you to worship Him in than the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Fasting, any day during it is equivalent to fasting 1 year. And to offer Salat al-Tahajjud during one of its nights is like performing the late night prayer on the night of power, that is Laylatul Qadr. And this is mentioned to us in At-Tirmidhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who realize the power and the benefit of the month of Al-Hijjah and of these days that we are currently in. I will share with you something that I posted up earlier on Facebook that was yesterday about the days of Al-Hijjah. I said, Al-Hijjah, the 10 best days of the year, blessed, superior, and sacred. We're fortunate to be alive and bear witness to it again this year, alhamdulillah. Another chance to plant the seeds of divine remembrance. Dhikr is a tree with fruits of awareness. The more frequent the dhikr is made, the stronger the roots of a tree and the more fruits on it. These are the words of Ibn Qayyim. Do dhikr. Do more of what makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. So, here are some of the things that you can do to make the most of the month of the Hijjah. You can, number one, recite Quran. Read as much Qur'an as possible. In fact, there is also a way for you to complete recitation of the entire Qur'an in the month of in the days of Dhul Hijjah. That's right, not the entire month, but within these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, you can actually complete an entire Qur'an. I will be putting it up on Twitter later on, but I'll share it with you for now. So here's a breakdown of how you can complete a khatam of the Qur'an in the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. On day one, you recite Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah, and Surah Al-Imran. Day two, recite Surah Nisa and Surah Ma'idah. On day three, you recite from Surah An'am until Surah Tawbah. On day four, you recite Surah Yunus until Surah An-Nahl. On day 5, you recite Surah Isra until Surah Furqan. On day 6, you recite from Surah Shura until Surah Yasin. On day 7, from Surah Safat until Surah Qaf. On day 8, from Surah Dhariyat until Surah Mujadila. And on day 9, from Surah Hashr until Surah Nas. I will be posting that up later on today, inshallah, on Twitter, of how you can complete one entire khatam of the Qur'an within this first 10 days, actually in the first 9 days of the Hijjah, inshallah. Also, you can increase in your nafil salah. If you have qada salah, recite those qada salah. Make plenty of dhikr. Plenty of dhikr. Read, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Read istighfar. Astaghfirullah. Recite durood, the shortest form of which is Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Fast. Fast at least on the 9th of the Hajj, on the day of Arafah. And try and fast other fasts with it as well. Charity. Give plenty of charity. Charity in your actions. Charity of your money. Charity in your behavior. Meaning being good and kind to others. You can preserve the ties of kinship. Check in on your family. How are they doing? Remember, the hadith mentioned in the Sunan of Abu Dawood and in Sahih Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah does not love any deed more than He loves a deed done in these 10 days. So any good deeds, you've perhaps set out goals for yourself in Ramadan and you're on the way to achieving them, maybe you neglected them, get back on the bandwagon, get back on the spiritual caravan. All the good deeds you promised yourself, you promised Allah you would do this past Ramadan, start doing them now. Because Allah loves good deeds, especially the ones we do in these 10 days. Remember, in the Musnad of Ahmad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported as having said, there are no days that are better in the sight of Allah, and during which deeds are more beloved to Him than these 10 days. So during them, frequently say, Tahleel. What is Tahleel? La ilaha illallah. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. And Tahmeed, Alhamdulillah. So yes, let's do a quick checklist of what we should be doing in these days of the Hijjah. Salah, check. Fasting, check. Quran, check. Dhikr, check. Dua, check. Charity, check. Social welfare, check. Eid and Qurbani, inshallah. These are our ideas, there are steps on what we can do to get the reward of these 10 days of the Hijjah. So let's make an extra effort to be more focused. Let's cash in on these days by performing extra ibadah, like nafil salah, tawbah salah, hajat salah, istikharan, تلاوة القرآن, دعاء, درود, استغفار, ذكر, give charity, volunteer and help those underprivileged, fasting, عبادة, extra عبادة at night, right? If we make tahajjud and we pray tahajjud in any of these nights, it is equivalent or equal to a worship of Laylatul Qadr and plenty of ذكر. So تسبيح, تحليل, تكبير, تحميد, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. And the ulama advise us to recite the third and fourth kalima. Third kalima being Subhanallah, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. The fourth kalima being La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lah, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu, yuhyi wa yumitu biyada khair, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who remember Allah frequently, who praise Him and who glorify Him in abundance. Turning to your messages, and it's always a pleasure to receive your messages. The first message says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, wonderful to hear your program today. Jazakumullah for sharing with us all of these reminders. I wait for your reminders helping us to become better believers. And the next message says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah for a most beautiful program. I always remember my mother saying, make plenty of zikr. And now after listening to the program, I understand why. May Allah reward you for your wonderful reminders. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakumullah khairan. The next says, Assalamu alayki, alhamdulillah and jazakillah for the beautiful nasiha and reminders. Of course, a reminder is always beneficial for believers. Make dua that Allah give me the hidayah to put it into practice. Jazakillah, Brother Yunus of Lanesha, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the hidayah, the istiqamah to put everything in practice and for us as well. Jazakumullah khairan always for your feedback. Alhamdulillah. The next message comes to us from Sister Yasmeen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. She sends us the reminder of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are no days during which the righteous action is so pleasing to Allah than these days. That is the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Alhamdulillah. As well as from within the hadith, the Arabic of it being, أفضل أيام الدنيا أيام العشر. الحمد لله. Alhamdulillah. Many of you asking me to send you the breakdown of how to complete one Quran in the first 9 days of the Hijjah. Inshallah, we'll send you that as soon as the program is over. The next message from the UK. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah for a beautiful program. Another message from the UK. Jazakumullah khair for your efforts, encouragement and motivation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all and always be happy with us. Grant you the best of both worlds. Ameen. Please remember me and my family in your special du'as. Insha'Allah, ameen, I will. Another message says, Salam's wonderful program. Jazakallah, may Allah reward you. From Sister Amina, our beloved sister. Jazakumullah to you. The next message from Mauritius. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakallah khair for the reminders, Appa. May Allah help us gain all these rewards. And she enjoyed the program. Alhamdulillah. The next message comes to us from the reunion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Enjoying your program as always. Remember us, remember the Ummah in your du'as during these days, especially the refugees. May Allah make it easy for them. Alhamdulillah, many more messages and emails. I won't be able to get to all of them right now, but those that I haven't read out live on air, I will personally reply to you after the program. I will be tweeting with the hashtag RIHajj2015 and Quran Gems, so follow that on Twitter. That's all we have time for on the program today. Jazakumullah for listening in. Until we meet again on Thursday at 2 p.m. Stay productive. Keep making dhikr. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.